Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. All right, welcome to another episode of Smart Finance 360, Your Mortgage and More. I'm really excited today because we have Scott Willey on. He's a veteran. He's a top 1% real estate agent and just a great guy. We work with him here and he does a great job for fellow veterans out here in Utah. We want to talk about a story. We want to talk a little bit about myths of VA loans, maybe the VA process, kind of the cool things that Scott's done for other veterans that want to become real estate agents. He's an entrepreneur. Scott, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for inviting me, dude.
Yeah, this is going to be sweet. So tell us a little bit about your history, because you have a very interesting history of how you became who you are today and what you do in your profession. Kind of tell us everything that went down.
Sweet. All right, here's a quick summary. I have a little bit of knowledge of a lot of things, and I'm not an expert in any of them because I moved on like quickly from one thing to the next. And by that, I mean like studied exercise science and kinesiology in college, graduated, was a commissioned officer of the Marine Corps. Then I flew the CH-53 Echo helicopter. It's a heavy lift helicopter of the Marines. Did that for 8 years and then transitioned again into real estate. A lot of those life pivots were kind of like forced upon me. And so, diverse background, not quite an expert in anything yet.
Not a quite, but definitely I would say a very good expert when it comes to real estate, as far as you did a lot of transactions last month. So you're getting your feet wet.
Yep.
And you're seeing a lot of scenarios and, you know, you've done more probably deals with veterans, I would say, this year than most real estate agents in Utah do the entire year. So,
yeah.
I mean, you are learning a lot. What got you into real estate?
Okay, so kind of an interesting story there. So I was active duty. I was stationed in North Carolina. I was with my squadron there for 5 years. And I was about to go on deployment. It was actually the 24th MEU. So if you remember the MEU that like had the disastrous withdrawal out of Afghanistan.
Yeah,
it was actually that was the one I was supposed to be on. And the squadron was still off the coast when a lot of that went down. A lot of them weren't really actively involved, at least on the aviation side. But that was the deployment. I did all the workups for that. We, you know, spent time on the ship and then just for whatever reason started having really, really severe back issues. And that medical stuff just started getting worse and worse. You know, imagine sitting in a not ergonomical cockpit for 8 hours at a time when you're doing offboarding from ship to shore and vice versa. And so just my back was not doing well. I wasn't doing well. Started affecting my mental health. Started having like medical issues that I've never had before.
Oh.
And just was sort of compounding. And so that eventually led, you know, long story short, to a medical board and eventually was, you know, found out I was going to get medically discharged and had no idea what I was going to do next. My initial plan was to crush flight hours, you know, pick up as many quals as I could. Thankfully, I was in the squadron long enough that I still had a lot of those advanced qualifications. I was a relatively senior pilot in the squadron and wanted to go and fly commercial, you know, move to Salt Lake, fly for Delta. They have a hub here. And that was kind of the dream, was just be a commercial pilot and make a bunch of money, you know, only work 15 days a month. And that was the plan. And it all kind of like got thrown away all at once. And I had no idea what I was going to do. And I actually came to Utah for the first time in like the summer, I think it was summer of 21. I came out here for my buddy Michael's wedding. And, you know, him and his dad run the Perry Group, rocking their gear right now. And he was like, hey, what are you going to do when you get out? And I was kind of telling him like, well, this is what I'm dealing with. Like, probably going to get medical boarded and like separated. I have no idea. You know, my plans to go fly are kind of garbage now. So I have no idea. And he's like, well, have you ever thought about doing real estate? I was like, I guess. Like, I've always been interested in real estate. Like, I had investment properties. I was doing some like off market stuff, like a little bit of wholesaling, private lending. So I had some knowledge of real estate, but just like self education, reading books, and didn't really have any intentions of doing it as a career. But it was kind of like, well, I have nothing else going for me. I have no idea how I'm going to support my family. So why not? So my wife and I, like, we can get into the skill bridge. I'll keep my answer there. I can talk more.
Yeah, we'll lead into that because that's what happened with SkillBridge. But that it's incredible to me to think of, as far as, you know, I love seeing and listening to stories of adversity, because that's got to be a tough pill to swallow. Because, you know, a lot of things, you probably have been fit your entire life. You probably never had any issues in the past. and then to automatically deal with back issues, which is, I would say, one of the most severe injuries there are. Just do anything.
Well, it was scary because it's so debilitating that I was like, okay, it's one thing not to be able to pursue my dreams as a commercial pilot, but what can I do? Like, I can't even sit. Like, I remember not being able to walk for more than 5 minutes without being in excruciating pain.
Oh my gosh.
My nervous system was always firing to the point where I started having, like, panic attacks.
Survival mode.
Yeah, I couldn't even make it through a day of work when I was at its worst. It was bad. And, yeah, and then it was like, okay, cool, I'm going to do real estate. Didn't know a single person in Utah.
Yeah.
Because I, like, never been here, so no such thing as an SOI. Didn't really know anything about the market here. Didn't know anything about being a real estate agent, period. So all of those were like, boom, all of a sudden it happened, drove out here, and then I was like, day one, just start from scratch, essentially.
And that's crazy because you start from scratch, and now let's fast forward 3 years later. And
2 years.
2 years. Yeah, 2 years. You're one of the top agents in Utah. So, I mean, that tells people that within a 2-3 year span, if you just put your mindset and you put your mind to, hey, look, I'm going to do this. I don't have a ton of obstacles, but you probably didn't have time. You just didn't think. You just went and worked. And look at you now. So tell me a little bit about this. Is it called SkillBridge?
Yeah, SkillBridge
program. That's very cool. I want you to tell me a little bit about this. Really, if you're a veteran listening to this podcast, this would be really interesting for you.
Yeah. Now, it is, to be clear, it is intended for active duty. And what it is it came out, you know, several years ago, but it hasn't really been a thing until lately. They're basically trying to help service members transition out. So when you're within your last 6 months of your contract, when you know when your EAS is going to be, you can apply for a civilian internship, essentially. Your command still has to sign off on it. There are certain, like, requirements. But it's basically a way to help active duty service members transition to a civilian job. And so you can do a SkillBridge program where you're essentially an intern sometime during that last 6 months with a civilian employer who's qualified to do so. And it basically gives you a head start while you're still making your active duty pay. So if you rate BAH, all that, like, you're still making your full normal active duty income, but you're allowed to go. By the way, I was stationed in North Carolina, and I did this all the way in Utah. So some stipulations, like, they're not going to cover food. It's not like they give you per diem. They're not going to cover travel or housing expenses. All that's on you. So that can be difficult for some service members unless they can, you know, live with an in-law or something like that. But it was an awesome opportunity. And for me, mine got approved to the last second. I had to convince, and I was at the MAG at this point because I was on medical board, so they kind of took me out of the squadron. I had to convince two majors, two lieutenant colonels, and then the MAG CO, who's a colonel. Basically, I had to, like, beg them over several months to let me do this because I was like, hey, guys, I'm about to lose my income. I have no other way to support my family. I need to do this just to give me some shot in the world to figure out a new career path.
Yeah.
And so they approved it at the last second before, like, a few days before I was supposed to start. I packed up my house in North Carolina. My wife and I drove across country in my Camry with my dog. Like, my dog was in the front seat because I couldn't even sit. So I was literally lying down in the back. My wife's a champ. She drove 99% of the way across the country. Took us twice as long as it should, just because I couldn't last that long sitting. We show up. And by the way, here's my first week in real estate. The first morning we're in Utah, my wife tells me she's pregnant with our firstborn. Okay?
Welcome to Utah.
I'm in Utah, right? 2 days after that, I turned 30. So, like, big, you know, life milestone. And then 2 days after that was my first team meeting with the Perry Group. Like, that was my first week introduction to Salt Lake.
Wow. That's crazy. And then you got this SkillBridge program approved by your company. So now anyone that wants to go and change their career or start their career in real estate, you mentioned the Perry Group's the only one in the state of Utah approved for this
program. And at the time, they were just like, you could do it with any company. They've gotten way more stringent now with their requirements. So now you have to be on the DoD approved list. And if you Google, like, SkillBridge, you can find the whole list of throughout the country who's approved to do it. But in the state of Utah, and since I joined the team, I now got us official. We're the only DOD-approved real estate team in the entire state of Utah. So anyone, whether you're in active duty or even veterans, like, we've hired a lot of veterans lately. If you're interested in real estate as a real estate agent or something in the real estate space, you can join our team. Especially if you're still active duty and do SkillBridge, you're still making your income, you get a head start on learning how to, you know, work this job, you get a head start on the industry and how to actually understand the Salt Lake City market. So we just had our first guy join a few months ago. He actually came all the way from Japan.
Wow.
Yep. I'm sure he was super thankful to like get out of Iwakuni. And then we're about to get our second one who's going to relocate here from DC. So it's not like you have to be in a local area.
That's cool that, you know, you can get people throughout the United States and you don't have to be in a local area. And just, I love the part of that you said is you're getting ahead. You're basically, it skyrockets your chance to get success. So that's cool. Tell me a little bit about, because you have so much success in real estate, how did you ever apply anything you learned in the Marines? You know, I know it's a very, I would say, not many people can be in the Marines, I would say. So for you, do you see any correlation at all that you've learned that you bring into your day-to-day business?
Yes and no. The yes in that is that, of course, like when you think Marine Corps, it's like discipline, structure, you're on a schedule and so forth. And so that definitely helps, right? Like when you're a real estate agent, it's all you. Like you're technically a 1099. No one's really over your shoulder telling you what to do. And so having like some level of self-discipline matters a lot because you have to be very consistent in this industry. And consistency, I would argue, is one of the hardest attributes to develop. But I would also say no, because being a real estate agent is honestly the exact opposite of what the military is like, where you have, you know, basically someone telling you what to do. And it doesn't matter if you're an officer or enlisted, like you always have someone in authority over you saying, you need to be here at this time. You know, this is what you need to do this week. Like, here's the expectations. And you go from this very rigid, very structured environment where you're, you know, yes, you're a leader, but in a greater sense, you're kind of told what to do, to follow orders, right? And then you go from that, the exact opposite is the real estate space, where it's like, dude, no one's telling you anything. Like, you have to figure it out. I had to access parts of my brain that I've never had to access before and like actually be creative, right? And think about marketing, think about, you know, sales skills that you don't necessarily develop in the military. And so part of it, yes, like some of those attributes, but in a greater sense, no, it's kind of the exact opposite.
Yeah, it has a very interesting take there as far as, you know, it can give you upper edge, though, if you do apply some of those things where maybe your competitors don't have any sort of...
Well, I think just a natural level of professionalism goes a long way. You have a lot of these guys that either don't do real estate seriously or they do it part-time. But as a Marine, it's like you're always a Marine. You're always on the clock. And I think of that is also true as a realtor, is you're kind of always on the clock. You're kind of always wearing that hat. And so I think people have a greater appreciation that, hey, this is what I do full-time. Like, I'm always on.
Yep.
Just like when you're a Marine, like you're always on.
So what advice would you say for veterans out there that want to get their real estate license? What's kind of the best way to help them succeed?
It's not a requirement, but I think if you surround yourself with people that will give you the structure, because it's so much information and it's so new and most people don't have a sales background, especially if you're coming from the military, being on a team or being surrounded by people that are going to give you that coaching, give you that mentorship, give you the structure that you need to kind of launch your own business, I think that's really important. You know, you're not going to know what you don't know. And so you need a mentor, you need people coaching you, you need accountability. You know, even if you're a Navy SEAL, like everyone in life, I think, needs accountability. And that's especially true in real estate.
I love that. That was an excellent answer. Let's kind of pivot towards consumers. A question I have here on my list is, are there any specific real estate benefits or programs for veterans that you think are underutilized?
Yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, there's grants available. There's a grant for Utah Housing. I think it's $2,500.
Yep.
Yeah, you would know for sure.
Yes, sir.
There are stipulations with that, like first-time home buyer, things like that. But people need to understand that even if you worked a desk job your entire military career, even if you rate the minimum 10% VA disability, by the way, if I say anything incorrect, please...
No, you're fine.
Please tell me.
You're fine.
But, you know, getting things like the VA funding fee waived, even if you rate the minimum VA disability percentage of 10%, right, it goes in 10% increments, that's huge because you're talking... maybe 2-3% on the purchase, like that could be tens of thousands, that even if you just get that minimum VA disability rating, a lot of guys think like, oh, I got out already, or like, oh, you know, I don't have PTSD, I'm fine. Well, it's like, dude, I'm sure you rolled your ankle once.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times I've seen people, they're just incredibly tough people, tough
sure.
individuals. And they definitely deserve disability. They do.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how many people...
Don't let pride get in the way of taking care of you and your family. Yes. You know, if you can rate at least the minimum 10%, and you can save yourself thousands of dollars in the VA funding fee, or depending on the county specific. So I can talk specifically about Salt Lake County.
Yeah.
You know, the county tax assessor has a tax abatement for disabled veterans. And I've had some clients that like crushed it on every single benefit you could get. VA funding fees waived. They get the $2,500 grant from Utah Housing. Obviously, there's no PMI with a VA loan. You know, they're not paying any money in property taxes because they're 100% disabled. So all their property taxes are abated, and it's abated for life.
A lot of benefits.
Yeah, a lot of benefits. There's even like an internet connectivity program.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
cool.
Like Google Fiber is normally for me $70 a month where I live. Mm-hmm. And I think I only pay 40.
So that's great. That's something I didn't even know. So you learn stuff. That's why I love these podcasts, because you can learn on these podcasts.
Yep.
That's phenomenal. And that's the thing, the reason why I like to refer you. I've referred friends and family, because you just work well with veterans. You understand them. You understand kind of the rigorous approach on their schedules. It's not an easy thing to move from North Carolina to Utah to
yep.
uproot your family and go somewhere else. Let's talk about a little bit about common myth questions for VA loans.
Common myths. Okay, let's do it.
So the first one, a myth, is VA loans require perfect credit. What do you think, Scott?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Yes.
If anything, VA loans is like way less stringent than most loan types, because of there's technically no minimum credit score with the VA loan. There's also crazy benefits that most consumers and honestly most real estate agents don't even know. You know, when you talk about like combining entitlements, like you could actually combine your entitlements with another, with another veteran. Everyone knows like the zero down, but that's just like a small snippet of it. We talked about the property taxes being abated. We talked about the VA funding fee getting waived.
So basically there's different things I would say on some other myths on there, is that the appraisal process is just more worse. Where, tell me a little bit about Tidewater on how that works on if appraisal indeed comes in.
Yeah, I've had that happen before, and I don't necessarily see it as a negative thing, because they're kind of giving you an opportunity. And just so if the audience doesn't know, when they call Tidewater, it's essentially the appraiser giving you a heads up, giving you a notice before they issue the official report. Hey, we're seeing the value come in less than what your purchase price is. Every appraiser, like there's some good appraisers, there's some more experienced, there's some less experienced, but they at least give you a heads up when they issue Tidewater. And that allows you as the real estate agent, kind of working with your lender as a team, that you can go and maybe find other comps that they haven't pulled. Or maybe do a deeper dive into that neighborhood, do more market research, and see if you can find any justification. And even if you can't, that's okay. You at least have a heads up. So for me, that helps, because I can now get a head start communicating with my client and say, hey, here's what's likely going to happen. Here's the next steps. Here's what me and your lender are going to do on your behalf to try to battle this for you. But in a worst case scenario, here's the next steps. So it gives everyone some notice.
I do love it. Not only gives them notice, but it gives them an opportunity to get those comparables. They do get those comparables. A lot of times I've seen Tidewater come in and the appraiser's like, yeah, thank you for these comparables. Yep, this is back to value. Now, if it's not coming down to value and there is a disagreement still, this is why I love the VA loan so much, is that you can actually go directly to Department of VA and dispute this, and then you can intervene on this. So I think it's kind of a dynamite process that other FHA, conventional, USDA just doesn't have. So that's a myth that people are like, yeah, I don't want to deal with the appraisal on this. I'm like, no, you absolutely do want to deal with the appraisal. It's awesome. They have some great steps to it. So another quick myth that people always like to say is that VA loans just take forever.
Yeah, we closed one in, two weeks or so?
Weeks,
like,
with full appraisal, even Tidewater. We had Tidewater, too. Still closed.
Yep.
And you can close very quickly. So VA loans, you can close just as quick as you can conventional. Can you have more than one VA loan? That's another common myth that people think you can only have one.
Yeah. I'm an example of that, right? I had a primary residence in North Carolina. I was smart enough to refinance actually into a VA loan. I originally bought the conventional, refied into a VA intentionally, because I knew when I got out, I was going to leave North Carolina. And so I wanted my VA loan in that property, because I was able to get a sub-3 at that time, with the intention of buying another property as another primary residence wherever I ended up, which in this case I did, right?
Yeah.
I bought another primary residence in Utah.
Yep.
Use the VA loan, because I still had entitlements left. That's definitely a misconception.
Yeah, as long as you have the entitlement, and that's when you talk to a licensed loan officer, we can look it up. We can look up your certificate of eligibility, see if you have left. and restructure it. But yeah, you can have multiple VA loans. You actually have multiple VA loans in the same state you're in, just depending on the distance. So, yeah.
And one thing I didn't even know, Kyle, until recently was, you know, let's say I only have $500,000 worth of purchasing power left at a zero down, but I want to buy a $600,000 house. Normally, with any other loan type, that 100 grand difference, you would be coming out of pocket for a down payment, right? Well, the VA loan, you only have to come up with 25% of that difference. So instead of having to come up with 100 grand in that example, I only have to come up with 25 grand.
Yeah, it's so cool of how they calculate that for people to help you on your entitlement on that piece. Yes, yeah. That is a great point.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Here's another one that you probably know, but your audience might. This is what I was trying to think of earlier. You can actually, as part of like seller concessions, you can actually have the seller pay off a buyer's personal debt.
That is the coolest thing by far tidbit in this entire podcast.
There are Lance Corporals with chargers out there right now just salivating that someone's going to pay off their auto loan. It's incredible.
They can. Yeah, that's a really cool one. Yep, that's definitely a really good tidbit.
I personally haven't done that one yet, but I'm waiting for the day to like literally like pay off someone's car.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Well, we've seen it. I think we did one last month where they paid off some debt. And it's just the VA loan is very cool. I think it's one of the coolest programs out there. It's unfortunate that a lot of veterans aren't educated about that. They had a statistic came out last month. I'll have to find it. But it was like less than half actually even utilize their VA loan that are eligible. So it's kind of crazy to think that you don't have to put any money down to get this great loan with no PMI, with great payments. They just don't know.
Sure.
Now, what would be your advice of getting education out there so more veterans can hear and learn about this?
Well, there's certainly plenty of, you know, listen to this podcast, right? I'll plug this. Of course, there's resources out there. Even if you just go to a government website and search VA loans, like you'll find the basics, right? But I highly recommend anyone who's even considering buying real estate, whether it's a primary residence or an investment property, like talk to a loan officer. A loan officer, especially guys like Kyle and Jimmy Hobson, they specialize in VA loans. And they're going to help you with your specific situation. Like, that's really important because you can learn all you want about the VA loan, but how does it apply to you and what your goals are? I think it's really important to connect with a lender, even if you're a year plus out applying.
Yes, that's great.
Understanding what your options are and understanding how can I have a strategy session with a lender so that when I am ready, I know how I can exploit all the benefits of the VA loan.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal advice. Great podcast, Scott. Real quick, last question I have for you is just how can we get a hold of you? How can a veteran throughout the United States that may be moving to Utah or anywhere else, how can they get a hold of you online?
Yeah.
What can you kind of tell us?
My two primary channels besides my email, I mean, anyone can email me. It's scott.willey, W-I-L-L-E-Y, @theperry.group. Super confusing email, but on social media, my Instagram is Utah Real Estate Veteran, all one word.
Super easy, that one.
Yeah, that one's easy. I actually just launched the YouTube channel a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's great. What's it called?
Yeah, so it's Salt Lake City Living. So if you just put the @ in the search bar, then Salt Lake City - Living, that's my YouTube channel. So I do talk about veteran benefits on there.
I'll upload this podcast on your channel.
Yeah,
video for it.
For sure.
That's great. Yeah. Thanks so much. I mean, the call to action here is if any veterans, if you ever use an agent, reach out because we have agents that are veterans that understand everything you've been through. They know how to help you. They know the ins and outs. I'd say the huge benefit of Scott is all those things he mentioned, the benefits that veterans get, he has helped them get those for them. And education's everything. So if you're a veteran that wants to become a real estate agent, he's an amazing option as well. Scott, thank you so much for having us on. What a great episode about just the whole process with veterans, VA loans, real estate agents that, you know, specialize with this kind of stuff. You're the man.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it.